Welcome to Jill's 365 voice notes. Please leave your message after the tone.
6:05 a.m. Saturday morning. Just got in the car with Ava. About to drive over to get on the coach for today's long away trip. When are they not? Rochdale is the destination today. Looking forward to this one. Football, fingers crossed, will be good. But of course, we also have the added bonus of the famous Wilbert Street fish and chip shop. So looking forward to that as well. Yeah, feeling confident. In terms of the team, hopefully we get to see at least one of Zekobiro and Eli King in the matchday squad in some form. I think the only other question mark probably surrounds Robbie McKenzie's fitness, but that's for later on. I'm going to get on the bus, have something to eat, have a coffee, and then go to sleep. Just walking down to get on the supporters' coach for the long away trip to Rochdale today. Well, Chesterfield, decent away point that for me. Quite dreadful first half performance. But we recovered second half and showed a lot of resilience in getting the draw under a lot of pressure the last 10-15 minutes, and showed a kind of grit and determination, which is encouraging to see, and is something we probably wouldn't have seen last year. And I think last season we would have lost that game in the closing stages. As for today, Rochdale, newly promoted, got a win last time out against Shrewsbury. But what I would say there is I think Shrewsbury might be one of the sides who are going to struggle this season. I think today represents a decent chance to get our first win of the season. Don't think it'd be easy. Be very interesting to see whether any of the three most recent transfer window signings play. For some strange reason, I'm quite encouraged by today, and I'll go for a 2-1 Jill's win.
Morning, it's 6:49, just waiting for the supporters coach to hopefully collect me from the right position. Quite optimistic today. I've got 2-1 in my veins, I can feel it. I think we're going to get our first 3 points of the season today. It's going to be a long journey, a long trip up and back, but hey, this is the things we've got to do if we want to tick off the ground in the 92 and also get behind the team and hopefully see our first win of the season. Cautiously optimistic, and I'm not expecting too much change in terms of team. I'll be honest, I think any new signings will be on the bench. About the only one I can see potentially coming in is the new signing from Middlesbrough, and maybe Dobbs dropping out. Nothing that Dobbs has done wrong. I just think it's a lad who's come to play football, and therefore I fully expect him to be starting. And also, I think Logan Dobbs, no harm in him having that sit out just to keep him on his toes, etc., and not think he's made it in the first team. Anyway, let's hope for a Wednesday up the Jewels. Well, we're here at Rochdale, and team news is in. Quite an interesting team, quite bold, quite attacking. Lots of pressure on Harry Wardock, potentially in the centre, as they're more only one real defensive midfielder. But yeah, bold, I think we're going to go for this game, and I like it. Gareth deserves to get the 3 points, and excited to see how we line up and what Abiro brings to the team. Looking good.
Inside the Crown Oil Arena now, team news is in. Yeah, and you can't accuse Gareth Ainsworth of not going for this. Yeah, there's a couple of changes from Tuesday. Lamin Silla drops to the bench and is replaced in attack by Will Goodwin in a like-for-like change. But yeah, attacking movement in the middle of the park. Robbie McKenzie drops to the bench and Zekobiro comes in for a debut. So, could be a big afternoon for Harry Waldock. But in terms of us, looks like we're definitely going to be trying to get on the front foot. About an hour to kick off. Looking forward to this one. Fingers crossed we can get that first 3 points of the season.
So Jill's up at Spotland today as we take on the Dale, who have been absent from the EFL for 3 years. And it's nice to have them back in the EFL, I've got to say, because no EFL lineup is ever complete without Rochdale being there. And it's just great to see them back, actually, for what it's worth. And and also the fact we tend to do quite well up there. So hopefully we can continue that today. We obviously had two signings during the game at Chesterfield. We drew 1-1. Obviously, King coming in. And, of course, starting today, we have Abiro on loan from Leyton Orient. So it seems like the bench has a little bit of depth now. We've got Silla, McCleary, Kendall on there. King is also on there. So, you know, it's I know we've got a few players out, but it's slowly, I mean, and I'm really is slowly sort of coming together a little bit, but it's all words until we get 3 points on the board. And do you know what? I think that's going to happen today. Is this the day? 3-0 Gills. You heard it here first.
I pray for the day that we actually play a team with some pace in it. It's a decent team, but there's not an ounce of pace in that team.
Arrived at the Crown Oil Arena and currently watching the teams warm up before this afternoon's game. A couple of changes to our starting 11, probably not unexpected. Silla is out, replaced with Goodwin. And McKenzie, who as we know is carrying a leg injury, is also out. And the new guy from Orient, Oviedo, comes in for him. Going to be interesting to see how we line up, whether it's a straight swap in midfield or whether there's a little bit of moving around of personnel. For some strange reason, I'm fairly confident we're going to win. I don't know why, but I think it's going to be 2-1 to us. But again, it's an away game, long distance travelled, and an away point, as ever, is not a bad point to pick up.
25 minutes in, not a lot happened in the way of goal mouth action in this one, but the only thing to happen of note is we've had to make two enforced changes already. Not sure what's happened to Will Goodwin, but he lasted less than 10 minutes. And at the same time, new boy Zeca Biro was stretchered off eventually with what looks like a fairly severe hamstring injury. Yeah, was tracking back, got himself between the Rochdale player and the ball, and there was a bit of a nudge. And from there, he got a bit of a push and something's obviously gone. Be surprised if it's just a short-term one. How many black cats have we run over?
I need some support, though, unless he can get past his man, Taylor. I don't think that's going to happen here. Well, it's got the Brophy. That's really well done by Premier Brophy. Takes the shot towards goal! And he finds a top corner. This guy's mustard. What an absolute belter of a finish. And great work down that right-hand side by Freeman as well.
Wow, what a goal by Brophy there. Bit of quality. Unbelievable. Get in the Gills, come on.
And that is why we brought James Brophy to the football club. That is absolutely first class. Ball out of his feet, onto his left foot, and he's whipped an effort into the far corner. Gillingham in front, do we deserve it? Maybe not, but we lead.
Well, I'm certainly going to take that half-time. From kind of another injury despair moment to pure joy when Brophy's rifle that ball into that top corner. I just can't believe our luck with injuries though. Abiro, I mean, minor nudge and he kind of gets his studs caught a bit in the turf. He pulls the hamstring and then he stretched it off. Just feel for us. I personally thought there should have been a foul on Dobbs just before the ball drops and Abiro's pulled a hamstring, but the referee didn't give it. Hopefully the Goodwin thing is more of a precaution. So he walked off kind of okay, but he did go straight down the tunnel. Oh yeah, just can't believe our luck at the moment. But yeah, let's think of the positives. We had a bit of a wobble, but we've grown into the game. Great finish by Brophy. And we've won it up. That's a positive. And I think this Rochdale team are a bit rocky at the back. We just need it to click for us. I think there's going to be some more opportunities for us in this second half, and we're looking pretty solid at the back. And I've got to say, Ollie Wright, I've never known a goalkeeper just to make me feel safe, and that's exactly what he does. He makes me feel safe. more so than Morris, Turner, or anyone we've had in recent years. He just looks solid and reliable. And you, every time the ball goes in the box, you think Ollie Wright's going to mop it up. So, yeah, up the Jills. And let's hope we continue in the same vein second half.
Half-time here at Scotland, 1-0 to the Jills, and what a tremendous goal it was. Brophy cutting in and unleashing an absolutely unstoppable left-foot drive into the net. The really unfortunate thing, of course, is that our injury crisis deepens. Two players off, Goodwin walked off, not sure what's gone on there, but far more concern is the new lad from Orient, Oviero, went down. Looks like a really bad hamstring injury, was stretched off. You know, people will say, you know, is it us, is it training methods, tactics, whatever. It's pure bad luck. Oviero was given a shove, stretched his leg out, and done his hamstring. You know, you can't legislate for in-game injuries like this. And that's really taken a bit of a gloss off, which I think, you know, what I thought was actually a pretty impressive first half. You know, Rochdale had their moments, what they will do because they're the home side. Did they really test right in our goal? I don't think they did. We looked dangerous on the counter. We've actually got a little bit of pace and mobility to turn them. And I remain confident that we will win this game.
But he's playing the percentage, getting the ball back into the box. Someone going to head this towards goal. It's bouncing around. Yes! And there it is! And is it Beckles who does get the goal in the end? Rochdale just didn't clear their lines. They were really poor in defence there. Beckles has a second bite of the cherry and gets a mouthful of it. Recycle this from deep with McKenzie standing in the centre circle. He's going to pass to King instead, is going to switch it over to the left-hand side. It's not a bad ball, that heading to the box. Give a chance for Sinner, and it's in the back of the net! And Jills have got themselves a third! That is brilliant football! And you've got to say, Eli King with the ball into the box there, headed back over as well for Sinner to get out the end of. I think it was deflected in off of the defender. Jills on the left-hand side with Brophy run into a gap there. He's got a chance here. He's going to get the shot away, get the first. Oh, he's run for everyone! Go on! Believe in that! What a goal! What an absolute beauty of a goal! He's run through half of Rochdale! And he's managed to find the back of the net, get his second goal of the game! Oh, my God! If they had a speak, the shorts have come down. Everything's going on.
Oh, my God. I think I've just seen the best general goal I've ever seen. Brophy, are you Lionel Messi in disguise? Oh, my God.
In all my years of watching the Jills, I can confidently say that is the best goal I've ever seen live. Absolutely fantastic, James Brophy.
Stop the press. That is your Jills goal of the season there and then. James Brophy has beaten four or five men from the left-hand side. He's ran fully 30 yards and slipped it past the keeper. Jills 4, Rochdale 0.
Back on the supporters' coach now. Everyone really in a very buoyant mood after a rampant Jills 4-1 win. I repeat, a 4-1 win. That means that we have scored four goals in a single game, two of which were quite spectacular. And it's just an amazing performance. Completely dominant on the front foot, great attacking play. And to be honest, there's a huge golfing class between the two sides. And that is probably one of the best Jills away performances I've seen in many, many years. And if we can replicate that on a regular basis, we're going to have a very good season.
Wow. Pinch me. That was quite unbelievable. I thought we'd win, though. Wow. Did not expect that. Rochdale had a big trouble because they capitulated, but we were dominant that second half. Once we got that goal, we just pushed on. And yeah, great to see some confidence come into the team. I thought Silla played well. He grew into the game. Robbie had his best 45 minutes of the whole season when he came on at half time. I thought back to his best in midfield when he does play well in midfield for me. Yeah, just great. There weren't many below 8 out of 10 performances in that second half. And Nick Freeman was great. I thought Nick Freeman had a cracking game at right wing back. He's had a bit of stick but I thought we had a great game. But it's all about James Brophy. I mean, the first goal was beautiful, but that second goal, I mean, I can't believe it. We were looking around, everyone was just in shock. It was as though Lionel Messi had scored for Gindam. Unbelievable. Easily the best goal seen live. The best Jules goal before that was probably the Hessen Tyler from halfway against Coventry all those years ago. Unbelievable. Fantastic result. Well done, Gareth. Well done, the boys. Brilliant. That journey home is going to be a sweet one this evening, and we'll fly by now.
Who needs pace, eh? When you got James Brophy in your team, he looked absolutely mustard. What a signing for us. And imagine when we get Dak back from injury, having King, Dak and him, we've signed some decent midfielders. We've got a decent set of midfielders in that squad. We just need to get them all fit. Obviously, more injuries today. That is not ideal at all, but what a fantastic win.
What an emphatic win that was. It was unbelievable. And you just think both teams have massive injury problems going into this. And then going into it 15 minutes into the game and you get two more injuries. And you think it's just the same old cycle. And you think you're going to be clinging on for some points at the end of this one, being away from home. And you know, actually after 15 minutes, if you said to me you can get a point from this game, I would have taken it. But what you need to account for now is when you've got the quality of Brophy and Eli King, anything can happen. They can really be creative and put some stuff together to just get you some goals and some attacking prowess. And that was really on display today. And I've got to say, Brophy, what a player he is. He is absolutely brilliant. My man of the match today, of course. But you know, there's so many more honourable mentions of King, obviously, as well. And Dobbs in defence, Beckles, and Nick Freeman on the right. I mean, you can list goes on. Even the youngsters, Waldock, brilliant. Like, it just goes on. And the fact that we've got players that will come back as well to make this squad and this team stronger. I know Rochdale weren't brilliant, and it's a bad day at the office for them, absolutely. But that will really breed some confidence into our next game. And hopefully we can grow from this. And who knows, we actually might have a good autumn period rather than what we've had in previous seasons. But I'm living on the high of this weekend, because that 4-1 victory was absolutely brilliant.